Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 7th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft President Brad Smith has asked governments to regulate facial recognition technology to protect personal privacy and avoid discrimination and surveillance in a speech at the Brookings Institution. Smith said, quote, "We believe that the only way to protect against this race to the bottom is to build a floor of responsibility that supports healthy market competition and, quote, we must ensure that the year 2024 doesn't look like a page from the novel 1984. Smith said that laws should require human review of facial recognition results, and if recognition is being used to identify a consumer, the law should make sure that that consumer knows explicitly how and when it's happening. Walmart announced plans to buy Art.com, which sells a variety of art and posters and wall decor. Art.com, which has operated since 1998, will continue as a standalone site, but products will also be now available on Walmart sites such as Jet.com and HeyNeedle.com. The deal is expected to close in early 2019. An artificial intelligence platform known as AlphaZero learned the games of Go, chess, and shogi from scratch without the help from humans by using deep neural networks, and got very, very good at the game very fast. AlphaZero was unveiled by DeepMind Technologies, a British AI subsidiary of Alphabet, in research published in Science on November 6th. For each game, AlphaZero was only given the basic rules of how to play the game. It would then play millions of games against itself and determine which strategies work best through reinforcement learning. Google is now rolling out what it's calling the future of audio news on Assistant, with Google News and also publications around the world like the Associated Press, Hollywood Reporter, Universal Online, and the South China Morning Post. The combined audio news feed assembles a news playlist specifically for listeners in that moment based on their interests and what users have previously followed and listened to, and features single stories and topics instead of a whole show or a whole briefing. Throughout the day, Google Assistant will add new stories and updates to stories you've already heard, and English language publishers can submit content for inclusion in the new Assistant experience. Qualcomm announced the 8-core Snapdragon 8CX for always-connected Windows laptops and 2-in-1 convertible PCs. It's the largest processor that Qualcomm has ever made, and the company says it'll be the first 7-nanometer chip for a PC platform and the biggest performance leap for a Snapdragon ever, including up to 2 gigabits per second cellular connectivity. Qualcomm says the new Adreno 680 Extreme GPU in the 8CX is twice as fast as the one in its previous Snapdragon 850 for Windows laptops and is 60% more power efficient. It also supports 2 4K HDR external monitors simultaneously. Google Translate will now let users choose both feminine and masculine translations for French, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish. Google says it will continue to promote fairness and reduce bias in machine learning and will extend gender-specific translations to more languages on its iOS and Android apps and address gender bias in features like query autocomplete. Reuters reports a source tells it that Amazon is looking at bringing its cashierless Amazon Go stores to airports. Public records show that Amazon has met with several U.S. airports as possible locations for the stores, including LAX and San Jose International. Amazon has opened 7 stores since January in Chicago, San Francisco, and Seattle near office buildings. And finally, in very different Amazon news, at an Amazon warehouse in New Jersey, an automated machine inadvertently punctured a can of bear repellent, hospitalizing 24 workers from toxic fumes, with one person cited in critical condition, according to ABC News. The New Jersey warehouse employs more than 3,000 people. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.